From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. An exciting show for you today. Henry Rollins, former punk rock star, will be joining us to play our Not My Job game. And just by showing up, we'll triple our hipness quotient. We're hoping he loses his temper, says something crude, because we hear you kids just love that. But first, President Bush got a lot of press this week for a very strong statement he made. He said, quote, "I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation, but I'm the decider, and I decide what is best." Well, we think it's great that President Bush has finally admitted what many suspected, that he hears voices telling him what to do. And it's even better that he sometimes ignores them. We want to hear voices. Yours, give us a call and play our quiz at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now it's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kendra Rudolph from Fort Smith, Montana.
Hey, how are things in Fort Smith?
Things are fine. It's quite lovely out here.
Is it one of those places out in the Great Plains of Montana?
It is. It's a small town south of Billings. Not a whole lot goes on out here, actually.
So what do you do to amuse yourself?
Well, I'm thinking of taking up trout fishing. It's actually a really popular place for fishing, and it attracts avid fisher people such as the Vice President. So I figure if it's good enough for Vice President Cheney, I should try it myself.
Can I offer you a word of advice?
Please.
Just if you happen to be fishing near the Vice President, just keep your eye on him.
Because, I will, thank you.
Because you never know where he's going to cast.
That's
Kendra, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian who'll be performing at the McGlowan Theater in Charlotte, North Carolina, on Friday, May 12th, Miss Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey.
A host and music journalist from VH1, Mr. Amir Haleem.
Hi, Amir.
Hi, Kendra.
And lastly, say hello to author and humorist Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, Kendra.
Kendra, welcome to our show. Now, we're going to start off this week with another edition of Carl Castle's Countdown. That's the game where we play some songs that were suggested to us by the week's news. You tell us what story they're about. Do that at least two times out of three. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Oh, I really want to win that.
All right. You can do it if you pay attention. Here we go. Carl, what songs do you got for us this week?
Well, Peter, it's those lovable Australian scamps, Men at Work, and a song that we hummed to celebrate a world leader's first visit to Washington this week.
So, who arrived in the U.S. this week?
Chinese President Hu Jintao.
Yes, of course.
How do you say the name? Hu Jintao?
Yeah, Hu Jintao. Who's in town?
But what's on third?
Yeah. Who arrived in the U.S. on Tuesday, and as you can see, a nationwide Abbott and Costello routine broke out. After a tour of Seattle, where Mr. Hu praised Microsoft for giving the Chinese government a lesson in how opaque totalitarian rule really works. Hu went to the White House Thursday, where a heckler yelled at Hu about human rights. The Chinese president, that's who. Of course it is. I already said that. It goes on from there.
But didn't he write the Book of Love? Remember that?
All right, very good. Carl's got another song ready. Carl, what is it?
I do, Peter. It's this top five hit for the new waivers, The Cars from 1981. Shake it up. Ooh, shake it up.
Yeah, shake it up. So this week, we saw the first true signs of a promised shake-up where?
The White House.
Yes, very good. The new chief of staff, Josh Bolton, promised changes. This week, we got them. First, senior advisor Karl Rove lost one of his two jobs, which is a little like dealing with a drunk driver by taking away one of his two cars, but still. It's progress. And White House spokesman Scott McClellan announced his resignation. He then went to a local McDonald's, where he still is, trying to come up with a straightforward yes or no answer to the question, you want fries with that?
He could have that job, too, probably.
That wasn't part of the shakeup, was it, if he retired?
Well, he resigned.
Oh, he resigned.
He resigned.
And he wanted to spend more time with his family?
I think, actually, he wanted to huddle in the corner in a fetal position and weep.
I love it when they say they want to spend more time with their family. Mm-hmm. Like, prior to that moment, they hadn't realized.
And do they look like anybody that their family would want to spend time with them?
Yeah.
Once, if you were their family.
Yeah, once you start to fail at your work, that's when the family really wants you to come back to them.
All right, Carl, I think we have time for one more platter.
Right, Peter. Next, it's a 60s hit from the Tremolos and a song that midwives sang to a woman who gave birth this week.
Silence is golden.
So, Kendra, what woman was told to keep her mouth shut during labor and delivery this week?
Oh, good grief. Would that be Katie Holmes?
That would be right. Tom Cruise's number one fan gave birth to their first child this week. And according to Cruise, Holmes managed to remain silent during the birth process, as all Scientologists are required to do. The church believes that it is bad for the baby to hear sounds as it is being born, especially when those sounds are the mother screaming that she's been kidnapped by a cult and being held against her will. I have attended a birth or three, and the fact that this is possible, the fact that something could keep a woman quiet during that process, is actually the best proof that there might be some divine inspiration behind Scientology, because there is no force on earth I know that could do that.
Right.
Well, I don't want to brag. I was totally silent during all three adoptions. You know what it is? I have an inner strength that... Yeah.
Tap into that.
Anyway, the happy couple named their new baby daughter Suri. That's spelled S-U-R-I. It's a Hebrew name meaning princess. However, the Los Angeles Times, after due diligence, noted that it is also a Japanese word meaning pickpocket. Carl, how did Kendra do in our quiz?
Kendra has been keeping up with the news, Peter. She had three correct answers, so Kendra, you win our prize. Congratulations.
Well done. Yeah.